Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires know, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thoughts, words, and deeds. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the collect of the day for this 14th Sunday after Pentecost. Almighty God, you call your church to witness that in Christ we are reconciled to you. Help us so to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may turn to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, beginning at the 11th verse. At that time it will be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a hot wind comes from me out of the bare heights in the desert toward my poor people, not to winnow or cleanse, a wind too strong for that. Now it is I who speak in judgment against them. For my people are foolish. They do not know me. They are stupid children. They have no understanding. They are skilled in doing evil, but do not know how to do good. I looked on the earth, and lo, it was waste and void, and to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and lo, they were quaking, and all the hills moved to and fro. I looked, and lo, there was no one at all, and all the birds in the air had fled. I looked, and lo, the fruitful land was a desert, and all its cities were laid in ruins before the Lord, before his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be a desolation, yet I will not make a full end. Because of this, the earth shall mourn, and the heavens grow black. For I have spoken, I have purposed, I have not relented, nor will I turn back. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 14. Fools say in their hearts, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on humankind to see if there are any who are wise, who seek after God. They have all gone astray. They are all alike perverse. There is no one who does good. No, not one. Have they no knowledge, all the evildoers who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call upon the Lord? There they shall be in great terror, for God is with the company of the righteous. You would confound the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that deliverance for Israel would come from Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, Jacob will rejoice, Israel will be glad. God of wisdom and love, without you neither truth nor holiness can survive. Show your mighty presence among us and make us glad in proclaiming your deliverance in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the first letter from Paul to Timothy, chapter 1, beginning with the 12th verse. I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a prosecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy, because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me, and with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep." And just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." And just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be blessing to you, my God and my Redeemer. Good morning. Today's sermon is based on the Gospel of Luke, which entails two parables, the parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin. To some of you, these parables might be familiar. You may have learned them in Sunday school or heard of them in church. If you know anything about parables, they are stories, teaching tools that Jesus uses to help us to understand more about him and his kingdom. Jesus is a genius storyteller, and each time you read the parables, you will be surprised to discover twists and turns that you may have not noticed before. If the core of Jesus' teachings and the gospel could have summed up in two stories, it would be in these two parables. Both stories illustrate one crucially important truth: God pursues us. Both clearly display God's heart for us in that he willingly and passionately comes down to meet and helps us wherever we are. So as we look at these parables today, let us open our hearts and allow the reality of God's pursuit to transform the way you relate to him and stir up your desires to seek his face in return. So the story begins by Luke saying that the tax collectors and the sinners were drawing near to Jesus to hear him. The scribes and the Pharisees were grumbling about this. They say this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. They disapproved of the company that Jesus kept. Now Jesus heard this grumbling and addresses them directly, saying, "Suppose you had 100 sheep and you lost one of them. You would have 99 left. Do you leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until you find it? And when you find it, you joyfully put it on your shoulders and carry it home. And once you have you have this sheep at home, would you not call your neighbors and friends together and say, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep'? I tell you that I'm the same way There will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not repent. Some of us may question the fact that the shepherd left his flock of 99 to go looking for that one sheep. Some may have written this poor sheep off. I had a problem with that scenario also. Leaving the 99 and looking for one? It's also true to say that the parables don't generally give us a whole lot of details, and we're not exactly sure what happens to the 99 while the shepherd was out searching for that one sheep. We might assume that with that many sheep, he may have had help looking after them. That one lost sheep was very important to the shepherd. It was lost, and it needed to be found, and it was. The shepherd rejoiced. He put the sheep on his shoulders, carried it home, and restored it to its flock. When he arrived at home, the villagers rejoiced with him that he returned home safely and the sheep was unharmed. Just as the sheep was separated from his shepherd, we too at times get separated from God. When a person becomes lost and separated from the Lord, perhaps because of their sins or their transgressions, the Lord knows that such a person is groping aimlessly in the darkness and needs to be rescued. The shepherd had a heart of compassion, the same way as our Lord does. Just as much as the villagers rejoiced and celebrated the rescue of the lost sheep, heaven also rejoices when a sinner repents and is restored to the fellowship with God. Jesus now follows this parable with the parable of the lost coin. And this time, the God figure is a woman. This woman is much more worried about her lost coin as the shepherd was over his lost sheep. She has 10 coins, and she keeps them in her savings box, and she checks on them daily. Then one morning, she finds that one is missing. She searches through her entire house, every nook and cranny, sweeping the floor, lighting a candle because of the darkness until she eventually finds it. And what does she do when she finds it? Well, interestingly enough, she doesn't put it back into her savings box. Instead, she contacts her friends and neighbors and says, "Come on over, I'm going to have a party to celebrate finding my lost coin." Not too sure what to think of her friends' reactions. They'd probably come over, but perhaps with not much enthusiasm. But she had enthusiasm for it, and by it she proved something. In the story of the lost sheep, you can feel sorry for the sheep, as they may have been injured or frightened. She can't exactly feel sorry for a lost coin, as a lost coin doesn't know it's lost. Now the woman, lighting the candle, sweeping the whole house, and searching for the coin, is an analogy of God's diligence and effort in seeking the lost. In both parables, the shepherd searching for his lost sheep and the woman searching for her lost coin, Jesus is making a point that if they both rejoice because they found their lost possessions, how much more will God search out those who are lost and rejoice when they are found? God, through his Spirit, convicting the world concerning righteousness and judgment, not only makes an effort to find the lost, but then he restores them as well, as seen by the shepherd's sacrificial work of carrying the lost sheep to be restored to the flock. We can see that sacrificial undertaking in Jesus. He is laying down his life for us, and as he saves us and restores us to his Father. And when this happens, God greatly rejoices. At times, it's good for us to remember that as God seeks out the lost, we are often his tools he uses in that search. One of our jobs as Christians is to share the gospel with those in need. Do we make ourselves available to the Lord when he brings someone in need across our path? Do we keep an eye out for those who he might be leading to us? And when we do, do we come face to face with that someone in need of God's love and truth? And do we take the necessary steps to actually witness that person and to express his message with words he or she cannot understand? We may want to ask ourselves if we truly reflect the nature of God when it comes to the lost, or whether our attitude is more like that of the Pharisees. Do we pull away from the spiritually needed based on their status, race, or creed? Or are we willing to be the winsome to show God's love to all, including the downtrodden, the rough types, and those in today's world who are rejected and looked down upon? One final last statement. We are not lost. We are the found. We are sitting in the pews, and we have the relationship with God. We connect somehow, some way, to the larger faith story of God's love and grace. Sure, like all relationships, we do have our ups and downs. We wander away. We go searching and seeking. But more often than not, we always find our way home. It may not be the same church or the same faith community as before, but we always find our way back to God's love and grace. God is always there welcoming us home, one of God's beloved children, named and claimed, who has been found again. Amen.
In peace, we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for all those who are alone,
for this community, our country, and the world,
for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace,
for all the just and proper use of your creation,
for the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression,
for all who are in sickness, especially CJ, Shelby, Philip, Charlene, Shane, Bernadette, Doug, Jeanette, Phyllis and Pat, Sherry, Chris, Jake, Celine, Blaine, Nancy, Victor, June, Donna, Bill, Dave, Aaron, Carol, Phil, Jane, Wayne, and all those affected by natural disasters and all affected by violence. For those who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, the needy.
For the peace and the unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Deborah, our bishop, and for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God and His church.
For our own needs and those of others. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all those who have died in the peace of Christ and for those whose faith is known to you alone, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you, and you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age of the to come eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.